worker pluralism is critical in our country at this time, in part because we're more polarized along political, racial, and other lines, greater than any time since the Civil War. In order for pluralism and bridging to work, we must also recognize that there oftentimes is a power imbalance. But it doesn't preclude us from starting the work, and it doesn't preclude us from seeing and addressing each other as full human beings. We at the Othering and Belonging Institute believe that belonging requires not only seeing our differences, but exploring our common humanity and co-creating a world where we all belong, despite our differences. This is the only future that's sustainable. It means being attentive to structures, power, culture, and each other. Such a future is not only conceivable, we see expressions of this already. This effort will take place at many different levels, at a political level, at the neighborhood level, at a structural level, and at a spiritual level. And if we join all these levels together, such a future is not only possible, but inevitable.